In New York City, the fashion industry accounts for more than 5% of the workforce and generates nearly $18 billion a year in retail sales. Despite economic ups and downs, wholesalers, manufacturers, and designers have been doing business here in New York's garment district since the 1880s. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the industry is integral to the city.
Not only a functionally key sector of our economy, but one of the most iconic industries in this city, something so deeply identified with the character and the personality of New York City, and we want to make sure it stays that way and, in fact, becomes stronger.
This year, the city will allocate $15 million to encourage emerging designers and manufacturers to create fashions locally through a program called Made in New York. Eligible companies like Leota must sell at least 1,000 products annually and design, cut, sew, assemble, and finish their fashions in the city.
So what sample are we heading here?
Founder Sarah Carson is looking forward to additional Made in New York production incentives.
And getting that financing as a small business, as a growing business, is really key to expanding my business here, creating more jobs right here in New York, and fueling the growth in the garment industry and in the fashion business in New York.
Leota was launched in New York 4 years ago and has steadily grown. But manufacturing in New York has limitations. Sky-high rents, aging workforce, and outdated technology.
We lack some of the technology that we need to do the complicated knitting techniques and laser cutting and some of the popular styles that the people are buying right now. We can't make them here.
The Made in New York program provides incentives to factories that invest in technology and workforce development. So far, the city has granted more than $1 million to eligible factories. Kenny Kwong owns the local factory where Leota designs are manufactured. It's a family business he runs with his wife, Carmen. He says there is not enough consistent fashion manufacturing work to keep his seamstresses busy year-round. To help fix that, the city created an electronic platform connecting local designers with local production facilities. Hopefully, that means more businesses for factories and skilled workers. Plus, if Wong invests in technology upgrades, he could qualify for cash incentives that will position his factory as an even more attractive option for New York-based designers.
From design to manufacturing to final product, this dress is 100% made in New York. That's good for the local economy, and it also ensures that New York will be a fashion capital for years to come. Danielle Schreier, VOA News, New York.